Biden budget proposes to force taxpayers to pay for abortions. By Dr. Susan Berry on May 28, 2021. President Joe Biden released his fiscal year 2022 budget Friday. One that would eliminate the long-standing Hyde Amendment and force American taxpayers to fund abortions. The Hyde Amendment has enjoyed tremendous bipartisan support for decades, including from Biden himself. In April 1994, then-Senator Biden wrote to a constituent, "Those of us who are opposed to abortion should not be compelled to pay for them." A Knights of Columbus/Marist poll released in January found 58% of those surveyed opposed taxpayer funding of abortion, including 31% of Democrats, 83% of Republicans, and 65% of independents. The poll also found more than three-fourths of Americans, 76%, back significant restrictions on abortion, including a majority who identify as pro-choice. Representative Barbara Lee, DCA, proclaimed, "Great news," on Twitter when it was apparent the White House did not include the Hyde Amendment in its proposed budget. Biden, she continued, has become the first president in decades to remove the Hyde Amendment from the budget, helping advance our fight to end this racist and discriminatory policy once and for all. However, Students for Life Action President Kristen Hawkins called on Congress to add Hyde Amendment protections in Biden's proposed budget to defend young lives from the prejudice of those who look at a child in the womb and see only the cost of raising them, rather than their infinite potential. The Biden administration's decision to prioritize ending life rather than solving problems reflect a catastrophic failure on their part, said Hawkins. The abortion industry and its allies celebrated the potential for abortions to be paid for by American taxpayers. But Kimberlyn Schwartz, Texas Right to Life Director of Media and Communication, responded to the news with the following statement. "For several decades, the Hyde Amendment has protected the consciences of pro-life Texans and saved thousands of preborn lives. Biden's proposed budget, though unsurprising, is nevertheless dispiriting for the pro-life movement and all who care about the dignity of human life. Federal legislators must work to oppose Biden's efforts and work to include the Hyde Amendment in the federal budget." Biden's budget calls for $6 trillion in annual spending even as the U.S. economy is showing record inflation. U.S. Senator Steve Daines, R. Mount, said the president's budget is packed with wasteful spending that will strap future generations with trillions of dollars in debt to advance his liberal agenda. Included in this budget are billions of taxpayer dollars for Planned Parenthood and more of Biden's anti-energy agenda that will kill Montana jobs and raise costs for Montana families, he added. "This massive tax and spend proposal must be defeated."